Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I hopped on the unofficial Todd and Tyler Facebook page. They were pissed off that Nick brought up these guys. Unfortunately for them, I was on their page at the same time, so I started responding. I said, well, thank you. I'll probably play it all week now. And then they were bumming, and then people were wanting to hear other stuff. Like this.
Now the goose is on the table.
So nobody should want to hear that.
I said, I'll keep them going. One guy just said, while you're at it, can you play some Asia? No idea what that means, but I love it. No, we're not going to play Asia.
He probably just needed a new earworm.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
I know I did.
Heat of the moment. There you go.
Yeah, so I was doing that.
You get rid of the Proclaimers out of your head there?
No. I replaced the Proclaimers with whatever earworm was in my head previous.
That? I did that a little bit yesterday, too, but that's actually a good song, so that's no big deal. Swinging it.
Yeah, the good songs never stick.
No, they don't.
They really don't become earworms.
They really don't. And somebody wanted to hear Bobcats, I Pooped a Little, I believe, and some other stuff. So, and somebody actually said, you know, we used to do these things for the new listeners years ago. We used to do some live shows we did a long time ago called clip-offs, where we would just play those clip-offs back to back to back to back to back. If you hear them all back to back to back to back to back, they might be illegal.
That's why.
That was the reason we shut those down. Yeah. But somebody said, man, I would listen to a podcast of all those clip-offs back to back to back to back to back. And I said, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. I have to line those all. It takes a while. But
the thing about those is that they just happened organically.
No. When you play them separate. We used to play them separately.
Yeah. But it just happened.
I know that. You can't make them up.
We never planned, okay, today we're going to do a clip-off. No, it just kind of happened.
No, we did. There's live shows. We had clip-offs.
Oh, yeah. In that instance.
Oh, I should be when I started. The podcast should be, hey, here's a bunch of clip-offs.
The genesis of the clip-off was...
People would tune in and hear that.
It just came out of nowhere.
If they download that, you know, we get past that, our boss getting her panties in a while if we played those all back-to-back on the air.
Yeah, the bosses got a little nervous.
That's why that ended. They did, like stuff like this.
This tastes like splooge to you.
See, I couldn't play that with a bunch of other stuff back-to-back. Fleeting right there is fine.
Splooge clips.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We got guests today. Actor Paul Reiser going to phone the program. What you got going on there, Paul?
It's a new scripted comedy series on Peacock called There's Johnny, kind of loosely based around The Tonight Show with Carson. It's like a the main character of the show becomes a runner on the Carson show back in the day.
It's a period piece.
Yeah, it's a period piece.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's a comedy. It's a scripted show.
Okay, now.
And he co-produced and or executive produced and co-created.
Well, that was sounding how to like an old dude can't finding stuff. Where the hell can I get Peacock? I just put it on NBC.
You can actually get, I think most of the stuff on Peacock is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just download the app, and there's a lot of free content on that.
I don't think you have to pay for the Peacock.
You watch over your phone, or you put it on your TV?
On the TV. Yeah, it's a smart app for your TV.
Is there a pay version of Peacock?
I think there is, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think there's two. There's a free version where you could get a bunch of stuff, and then there's the pay version where you get more stuff, and it's probably ad-free.
Because I was listening to, Scarborough. I'm not going to get political with this. I'm just saying what he was saying. They were on Peacock during the last debate. They're a morning show on MSNBC, so they were going to comment on the debate, the last presidential debate, but they were going to be on Peacock. And I started thinking, you guys got to be bombed because they shoved you, they make you do a night show, and you want to. That's cool. You want to be right there, but nobody's going to watch your version of that. I mean.
Right,
weren't even on MSNBC.
Right.
They were on Peacock.
But MSNBC
was running their own thing.
They carried the debate.
Yeah.
And No.
They were going to play Peacock.
Well, afterwards, it was probably Matt Owl, wasn't it?
Afterwards, it was probably Matt Owl. But it was. But I'm just saying, it'd be like they say, hey, Todd and Tyler, that's a great show. Now we're going to put you on an AM station with 4 watts to do something else tonight. You know?
Yeah.
And less people were listening to it then. I just thought that was funny because I kept thinking, Peacock, well, that's NBC, isn't it? Yeah, well, then why don't you just call it NBC? Oh, it's a streaming service called Peacock. And Joe Coy is going to be live in Omaha, right?
Yes, he is.
Ralston Arena.
3 weeks.
What's the date?
Ralston Arena.
November 14th.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Saturday, November 14th.
Our buddy Joe Coy will be checking
in. Be conflicting with Nick's date.
No, Nick, that's not till Thanksgiving.
That's Saturday after
Might
Thanksgiving.
Might be conflicting with a Husker game. Oh, since you're not playing this weekend. Wisconsin has COVID. And I hope all those people that got COVID in Wisconsin on the team are fine and healthy. That's the end of our rap right there. You can whine all you want, but we hope they're healthy because it's a deadly disease.
I did see a tweet yesterday from Darren Ravel, the sports business reporter on ESPN.
Yeah.
And he said, and it makes a perfect point and accompanied with a picture of Paul Christ, who is the head coach there,
not a young guy,
wearing his neck gaiter right below his nose.
Was he?
Yep.
And he's one that tested positive.
Yep.
And the tweet basically just said, you know, if we're going to wear masks, then let's wear them.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
These coaches and these sidelines.
I mean, Frost doesn't wear his over his face the whole time.
You got to take it seriously, and you got to do it right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's just sad. It really is. But in most Husker fans, I shouldn't say most, a lot. At least on our page. I just put it on Facebook. There's a picture of a gas station in Lincoln that had a sign that said, and I tweeted it out too, but I tweeted out with a comment. I didn't comment on the Facebook. I said, left without comment, Facebook, do your thing. It said, Nebraska 42, Wisconsin scared. Joke or not, it's not funny. It's just stupid. Yeah. Well, other way around, what happens? All your guys got it. You know?
Then they're being insensitive.
Right. It's just lame.
Oh,
it's just lame.
No. The other way around. They're still whining that they don't get a game.
Yeah, but I'm talking about all the Husker quarterbacks are out.
Whoa. Why can't we just put in some other guy who he's really good?
Yeah.
Put
oh,
him
that's
in there.
A good point. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, they don't care. They just want a game.
It saves. That's it.
They just want a reason to get together at the sports bar.
One of the local news stations talked about the damage it would do to sports bars that day. You know what's doing damage to sports bars? Our non-reaction to COVID since February. That's what's done damage.
Right. A long, long time ago, well, not that long ago, a few weeks ago, somebody pointed out, I think he was a server out of Lincoln, and said, if your business model relies on 7 Saturdays a year, then you got a bad business model.
Yeah.
Well,
if that makes or breaks your business, then you should probably rethink your business model.
Well, and we're like, 7 months into this? One Saturday is not going to, turn things.
No, you know, but it was you know, it was it's typical TV stations in this area. They just suck up, you know. They always have. And since we're not involved with any TV station officially anymore, we could say that. Oh, we did before. Right. No, we just didn't care.
Yeah, we always soft played it before.
Yeah, it sucks. You can't watch your team. I get it. You know?
I'm seeing a tweet here that says
you would have been 0-2 though.
Since Wisconsin voluntarily decided not to play, that's not the case,
no.
is it?
No, it's no, the rules. They, it's a rules. 5%.
There was a threshold, and they 5%. Broke it.
Yeah.
The Big Ten, the Big Ten made a rule. If it hits this threshold, then we shut it down.
And it's a no right. contest.
And every team who said who's part of the Big Ten agreed to that, did they not?
Yeah, them's the rules.
Right, before they started playing, they said, well, okay, we'll all agree upon this. Well, this happened. Well, now it should be different.
Yeah. Yeah, now
they're also whining. We should have started earlier and built in bye weeks like the SEC. Jeez. If your aunt had nuts, she'd be your aunt with nuts. I'd rather call it. It's just stupid.
Well, I'm just sick. I'm sick of people.
Sick of everything.
I'm sick of them yelling at commissioners of these big.
Oh, they
big
hate
10.
The Big Ten commissioners.
They were trying to do the right thing and keep people healthy.
They weren't.
Stop yelling at them for trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. You know we know what it's about. We live in the belly of the beast. They don't care.
Take off your blinders and look a little bit wider.
Yeah. World's against them.
Oh, and the refs.
Everybody's out to get
the
them.
Refs. I like watching them play. I root for the other team, but I like watching them play. They won't play this Saturday. You know? They won't lose this Saturday. My team will lose Saturday night until they get Ohio State. So far, that game is on. And you don't play this weekend. Greg Hogs play this weekend. Nick is not happy with the way his fellow fans are reacting because Nick's actually a good dude.
I'm going to be on the road when the Vikings and Packers play.
Uh-oh. Driving back, huh?
Yeah, might listen to it on the radio. I will not DVR it because nothing good happens when I DVR the Vikings.
You think it's do they call you? The Vikings call you and tell you don't do that? So that you are that superstition is stupid when it comes to football.
It really is. But I have to be
Have nothing to do with that game.
I have to be in my seat.
All right. Now you said when you DVR they lose, right?
Right.
All right.
Every time.
Yeah, when I DVR it, I just never go back and watch the whole game.
I
so
never
that's
do
just
either.
Dumb.
I barely even DVR it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, if I'm if I can't watch it live, I just can't watch the game.
Yeah, some days I'll just be out golfing and a half an hour behind.
That's different.
Yeah. I hate trying to catch up though because I know the game's already. I know plays have already happened, and I can't do it. I'm thinking it feels like a waste of my energy to watch a play, to root for a play that I know has already happened.
See,
you know what I mean?
I can't do it. I don't look at the phone. I don't look at any social media.
Well, I realize that.
Yeah, and then when I get home, say...
If it's a half hour, I can do it.
Yeah,
maybe.
See, it's 1 o'clock. Yeah. You know, I had an 8 o'clock tee time. I'm done golfing by 12:30.
Aren't you better off just looking down and seeing 17-0 Packers and saying, all right, damn it, I'll spend more time on the course.
Let's hope.
And
I like where your head's at.
In basically real time. I won't fast forward between the plays or anything.
Oh, you won't?
I will just fast forward when there's commercials.
But what if you hear your phone go off a text? You know something bad happened to your team.
I leave it alone because I know it's one of you jackasses
I've done that before, but I know if my text even goes off, it's a guy jacking with me. And I don't have to look at it at all. If I hear it go bloop, I'm thinking, oh, damn, something happened.
And to be fair, I don't think I've ever texted you smack during a Packers-Vikings game.
Oh, I'm not going to.
Yeah. I don't think that it's, if I have, it's been a long time.
I know, but it just means you're due.
Yeah. All right, Craig.
And if you knew I were golfing and watching it on the DVR, you certainly would.
I would consider it, yes.
I know you would.
Yes.
Well, so would Craig.
Oh, most certainly.
Craig didn't even watch his team. He's not really a real fan. All right. We got Nick Allen. Of course, Nick's always here, but we got Paul Reiser, Joe Coy.
Oh, we got a guy that needs a little trained counseling
cool.
here. Well,
don't we all?
It's a rather lengthy email.
All right, cool.
But we should get into it after the break. I'm concerned about this guy.
All right. Mr. Craig Evans in the future.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.